In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, there was Paul Brown.
Paul Brown transformed the game.
Hello, Paul Brown here. Welcome to the first ever International Browns Podcast.
Good morning, Cleveland. It's draft season. Exciting times of the year. Well, normally it is, but this year is not so excited. I'm here with Jack. Jack, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. This is take two. We had a really, really good draft where everything was going amazing, but unfortunately it froze. So we're back here doing it again, and you've got a whole new recording. So we'll see if it goes quite as well, but it was certainly exciting times.
Excellent. The Browns are on the clock with the 49th pick. JD is in the building. That's Jack Duffin or John Dorsey, depending on who you're talking to. So, Jack, what we got?
So, we're just going to fly through some sort of positions where we could go. Here's sort of the names in the hunt if we're looking at wide receiver. You've got Kelvin Harmon, you've got Deebo Samuel, you've got JJ Arcega-Whiteside. Wide receiver, if we look tight end, there's Jay Sternberg, but I can't see it. Offensive tackle, got my boy, Yodney Kajus. If you're looking then on the interior D-line, here is a name that we could really have as our pick. Jeffrey Simmons, Jeremy Tillery, and Charles Amenihu are in there. Edge, you got Ja'Kai Polite, who I've written could be the pick, had a bad combine, but certainly has the skill set to do it. Got Mac Wilson there at linebacker. I think it's just a bit early. Cornerback, you've got Tavon Mullen. Now, that is a name that we didn't have there last time. Could certainly be a pick. I think we could do a little bit better. And then here's the five names that could easily all be the pick there at 49. You've got Deontay Thompson, Juwan Thornhill, Darnell Savage, Amani Hooker, Taylor Rapp. I'm willing to take the risk and see if they're still on there. But it's certainly, there's some options there. Jeffrey Simmons is undoubtedly the most talented player on that board.
Do we take him, sit him injured all season, or do we go for someone else, Jack?
My gut, if I'm Dorsey and he's there at 49, the pick's already in, I think you'd have traded up to get him if he's there. Once you get onto day two, I think he's, if he's not taken day one, I think he's likely someone trades up for him and he is the first pick on day two. So I'm more than happy to make that pick and go Jeffrey Simmons. I think it's a very realistic move if he is still on the board.
Okay, and what would be your second option at this stage?
Second option, Yodney Kajus is someone I'd really like to go and grab there. The safeties, there's five of them, so I'm happy to wait. So, yeah, I'd probably go Jeffrey Simmons is my number one pick there based on what I think the Browns would do and be best for the Browns. Yodney Kajus would be my second pick there. Fix that offensive tackle position. We had two below average offensive tackle play last year, so it's time to change that up. And then I think safety, the really sweet spot, is going to be that pick at 80.
And you wouldn't go for Trevor Mullins as cornerback?
Pardon?
And you wouldn't go for Trevor Mullins?
I think he's okay. I think he's okay. I don't think he gives you enough value. I think if you've got sort of Jeffrey Simmons, Yodney Kajus is gone, then I think that's a pick I could take. I think it's a slight reach there. I would just load up with the value.
All right, let's go with a big call. Jeffrey Simmons is in. The pick is in.
The pick is in. Can't wait. I'm looking forward to you doing that later today when we're having our mock draft in London that you've organised. You're just announcing, the pick is in.
JD. Oh, pick 80. The Browns are on the clock.
So it's the Draft Network board we're using, guys. They do fantastic mock draft simulator. Some really good stuff in there. And you genuinely get very different boards each time. And that's, I think, a really good thing because crazy stuff happens in the draft. So it's good that they sort of have the variation.
Any idea which one Dorsey would be practicing or using at the moment?
I think they're probably using their own stuff. But it wouldn't surprise me if they've had a click round and sort of used some of these. But yeah, they've probably programmed their own big board because you can program your own big board into this and then you can then simulate it.
Excellent. So what big names have we got there, Jack?
So we're just going to fly through just for the first, second and third round. I really wanted to have a look at all the options on the table. You've got wide receiver, you've got Terry McLaurin, DeMarcus Lodge and Andy Isabella, a wide receiver. At tight end, you've got Dawson Knox is available. Nothing really at offensive tackle. The Browns, I can't see picking a guard or center. They pick people that have been in college at offensive tackle and move them inside. D-line, Kalen Saunders is there, but that's not going to be the pick when you've taken Jeffrey Simmons. Nothing really at edge or linebacker. Cornerback, you've got David Long. That is certainly a possible pick there. What sort of the report they've got on him? Ledger's got him graded as an early fourth. And Marino's got him as a late day two, early day three. So this is a realistic spot for him. But I think the answer's got to be your safety there. You've got Amani Hooker and Taylor Rapp. There's been a lot of hype for both of them. You've had people like Jake Burns banging the drum for Amani Hooker. Taylor Rapp's really well liked. I think that's probably the direction they're most likely to go.
Jack, what's your gut feeling at this stage?
I think Amani Hooker really could be that pick. Or there was then five names we went through at safety. I think safety is very, very realistic as this pick at number 80. I think when they pick at 49, it's more likely to be the cornerback, offensive tackle, or a player like Jeffrey Simmons falls. And that's their pick there. This is very much more likely to be a safety at pick 80.
I'm thinking safety or cornerback. And with the names there, I think we back up Jake Burns and go for Hooker. Your thoughts?
The pick is in. The pick is in. We've gone Amani Hooker.
You don't mess around, Jack, on that board, do you?
Oh, mate, when I get an answer I like, I'm just pressing that button.
So if I'm correct, there's quite a wait now to the next pick of 39 picks until we're into round five?
Yep. Yeah, the maths is correct. It's pick 119. This is our single pick in the fourth round. So let's just sort of look at some of those names. You've got wide receiver. You've got Antonio Wesley, Anthony Ratcliffe Williams, Stanley Morgan Jr. So no one I'm getting that excited about. You can look a bit further down. There's Penny Hart, but I think this might be a little bit early. Nothing really there value at tight end. Offensive tackle, you've got Oli Udo. I reckon we might be cheeky and be able to pick him up in the fifth round. You've got nothing really there at edge. In terms of linebacker, you've got Trey Watson there, who I think is a really solid pick in the fifth round. So you've got a couple of names there as Drew Tranquil and Terrell Hanks. I'm more than happy to wait and get that guy in the fifth. Cornerback, there's no one really there now. I think we can pick someone up in the fifth. And then safety, there's not much there. So it could pretty much go any way here. I'm not really waiting for anyone.
Can we look at best player available?
Yeah, the way the board works for the Draft Network, you're getting a lot of running backs in here and a few wide receivers. So that's where a lot of the talent falls.
How about that offensive tackle there?
So if we pull up the offensive tackle board, You've got the three names at the top there, Caleb McGarry, Bobby Evans, and Oli Udo. I've heard a lot of hype. Pete Smith's a big fan of Oli Udo. I think that's likely the better name in that board. Let's just have a click through and see what some of these guys think. Third round value on Bobby Evans. So we're just looking at... So Bobby Evans is Marino's favourite one out of those three. Let's just double check that. So yeah, Marino's got Bobby Evans as his favourite there. So should we go with Joe Marino, pick Bobby Evans?
Before you do that, Jack, it's a question. You're at a situation now in a draft board where there's lots of options, but nothing that's really grabbing you. How does your brain then start working out which one would you go for next?
If there's no one there that's really grabbing my attention, I'll have sort of put feelers out and gone, right, let's see what other teams are willing to offer me for this pick. Because if there's a player there that they're in love with, you can go, right, let's add another fifth, say, where we've gone through and we've gone, well, there's quite a few players here that we'd really like in the fifth. If someone's willing to give us, say, a fifth this year and a fifth next year for our fourth this year, well, maybe not that high, but let's say a sixth next year and a fifth this year, and we trade away our fourth, that's an offer I'm going out and looking for something like that and going, let's trade back 20 spots, 15 spots, pick up a pick next year, and then that puts us in a nice position. So if there's no one that you really like, that's usually the best direction to go.
Excellent. All right, Jack, I'm not sold on anyone here, mate, so I'm going to let you make the pick.
We're going to go Bobby Evans, offensive tackle.
Excellent.
And then, yeah, we had that list of sort of Trey Watson at linebacker, someone I'm looking at, cornerback. I think that could have easily been the pick. And I think that's likely to be our pick here. Sean Bunting is still on the board. Let's just pull up Marino's grade on him. He's got a second round grade in him, and I don't know if it's just...
Yeah, what's going on there, mate? It seems a bit bizarre. This happened in the last one as well.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know if it's because they've got a different grade than they think the NFL's got a grade, and where I've changed my big board at the top, I don't know if it's flipped it down. But let's put Sean Bunting in and take it. If he falls for some reason, I'm happy to make that pick.
There must be a reason why these guys aren't picking them up, though.
Yeah. But I don't know if it's just changed the draft board, the play, the draft network's using from their... Because they do a player's ranking board, which is where they think a player should go. And then there's the predictive big board where they think the player will be picked. And they think Sean Bunting's going to go second round. There's some people involved in the draft network that don't like him. And corners are famously the hardest position, many say, to get the draft grade right on, because there's sort of such a difference where people look at players. And it's one of the positions where you get the most undrafted players in the NFL playing at a high level. You get running back, you get cornerback. They're the two most sort of UDFA heavy positions. So, Sean Bunting in the fifth. Can I make it, mate?
Go for it.
And then that one name, the one name I'm keeping an eye on, finally time to take a linebacker. If Trey Watson's still on the board, I'm up, mate, for that pick.
I reckon we gamble. What's it like at quarterback? Is our man there, Minshew?
Gardner Minshew is on the board.
Oh, that spices things up a little bit.
Wide receiver, you've got Penny Hart still on the board and Jalen Hurd still on the board. So there's definitely some talent there to be had.
And just stress, we're now on our fifth pick, pick 155, or fifth round pick, what I should say.
Yeah, it's our fifth pick, and it's our second pick in the fifth round. I reckon Penny Hart might be a shout here. Slot wide receiver.
You know I'm not going to be happy taking a wide receiver when there's other positions we need to take.
Yeah. Jalen. That's tough. Sort of, yeah. I reckon Jalen Hurd actually might be a guy here. And then you pick Trey Watson with our next pick linebacker.
Okay, go for it, mate.
The pick is in. Is Trey Watson going to survive? This is the question. I think he's there. Oh, and he's just gone. The Chiefs took him two picks before us.
That's why we should have traded up, Jack. It's on your head now.
It's on my head. I'm willing to take responsibility for that one.
For that fact, you're going to take the next best linebacker as a punishment.
Oh, mate, we're taking the best linebacker. This is the spot we're going. I don't really have much knowledge of any of these linebackers. Let's look through and see. Marino thinks. There doesn't seem to be much difference in those. Any of those threes, mate, it's whichever one you fancy most. Ben Burke Kervin, who is 6 foot. Jelani Travai, which is 6 foot three. And David Long, which is 5 foot 11.
Let's go with Ben.
Big Ben, Ben Burke Kervin.
Yeah, please don't call him Big Ben.
Yeah, we've got our own Big Ben. He'll smash Big Ben. So, no, that's in. And then, as I've always said, the sixth and seventh round are giant punts. So this is the sort of time where it's perfect to sort of potentially guard him there.
He's there. Oh, it's a no-brainer. Don't hesitate. Just take it.
We're going to have a quick look through, see if there's any value at any other positions. It's always worth having a look. I don't think there is. The pick is in. The pick is Gardner Minshew.
Woohoo!
And then with the seventh round pick.
Kicker.
No. Based on where we've gone, there's no real big needs left onto that list. You just take some player who you think's got the tools and skill set and you have a giant punt on them. And there's nothing wrong with that because you don't really expect your sixth and seventh round picks to make the roster. So if we're just looking through, it might be a perfect spot to take a running back because if you're trading Duke Johnson, it gives you that extra running back. And then when after eight games, when Hunt comes back, you can sit there and go, Hilliard or this guy that's had eight games, who do we think's better? And then you move one of them to, hopefully, to your practice squad in case anyone steals them. Probably not another wide receiver, but it wouldn't be a surprise. There's no one really there at the tight end tackle position. Interior D-line, there's not really anyone. Nothing really at the edge. Maybe another cornerback if there's anyone they like with a skill set. A linebacker and cornerback is perfectly fine. I reckon you're potentially looking at a running back and you just grab whoever's got your fancy.
And then comes my favourite day, the undrafted free agent list. I love it when that comes through.
Yep. So out of those three, you've got Darwin Thompson, Jordan Scarlett and Miles Gaskin. Who do you fancy, mate?
Darwin.
Pardon?
Darwin Thompson.
The pick is in. That is it. We are done.
Let's have a look at it. Let's have a little quick review.
So the quick review is in the 49th round, we took Jeffrey Simmons, interior D-line. With the 80th pick, we took Amani Hooker, safety. With the 119th pick, we took Bobby Evans, offensive tackle. With the 144th pick, we took Sean Bunting, cornerback. 155th, we took... hold on, it's just moved everything around. We took Jalen Hurd, wide receiver. And then 140th, we took Ben Burke, Kervin, linebacker. 189th, we took Gardner Minshew.
Woo!
We took Deontay Thompson, running back, with our final pick.
Excellent. Jack, how would you grade that?
I'd grade that really well. I think that would be a fantastic draft haul to come away with. I think that'd be really good. I'll hold my hands up. I don't know that much on Bobby Evans or Bembo Kervin, but I've heard Bembo Kervin's name a few times, so that's probably a good thing. And then, yeah, who cares what you do with the seventh round pick. So if we come away with that on draft night, I'll be very, very impressed.
Excellent. All right, guys. Well, let us know your thoughts, feedback. We're always open to hear your views on our mock draft. If you think we should have taken a linebacker earlier, if you think we should have taken a cornerback with our first pick, let us know. It'd be always good to get your thoughts.
Yeah, and by all means, guys, just pop over to thedraftnetwork.com. You can do your own boards and you can have a look at what comes out. So it's a fantastic exercise. I'd recommend it. And have an awesome week, guys. The draft is finally coming.
Great. And Jack, you're going to be doing some coverage for us while I'm away?
Yeah, I'm going to be doing the show. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, guys, you're stuck with me. Be chatting draft based on what we've done, what might happen the next day. And I'll be giving you a quick update. Nothing too heavy. Just having a good chat on what's happened.
If I'm awake, am I allowed to come on the show, Jack?
Of course you are.
Oh, that's nice.
It depends how many Jager bombs you've had, though. If you're into the double-digit Jager bomb count, then you're banned.
Okay, that's fair enough. Captain Jack's at the helm, that's fine.
But no, have a fantastic time away, buddy. You won't hear from me likely until Friday, so have an awesome time and have a great week.
Excellent.